This work is a joint work with Ulf Dieckmann. Before starting my talk, let me tell that I like Stuck Beetles very much, but they are far nicer than my models. So I have severe discrepancy, but this discrepancy makes me go farther in research. There are two important causes of adaptive radiation. One is encountering two large unoccupied niches, and the others are innovations that provide large advantages. If such innovations repeatedly occur, then evolutionary diversification is expected to be repeated. In this talk, I show that repeated evolutionary diversifications may occur even if each innovation is very small. In this talk, first, I show repeated evolutionary diversifications in a resource competition model based on our paper 2007. Next, I show repeated diversifications in a predator-prey model. First, resource competition model. This is a small modification of Marcassar Levin's resource competition model, which is already which appeared several times in this workshop already. This model assumes a single evolutionary trait X, that is niche position, and carrying capacity is given by this Gaussian function. It means in modal resource distribution. And competition strength is stronger among similar individuals and given by Gaussian function also. And fitness of each phenotype, that is growth rate, is given by constant intrinsic growth rate, that is one here, minus the effect of resource competition. This is the Marcassar-Levin's model. And here, we add another evolutionary trait, Y, under constant selection gradient denoted by G. So if this phenotype has higher value compared to the average of whole community, then this phenotype has fitness advantage deriving from this trait. And this trait may be digestion efficiency, preferential pressure, and it can be other. But let me call this trait digestion efficiency to enhance intuitive understanding. Then calculating population dynamics with mutations induces evolutionary dynamics. And large mutation toward higher digestion efficiency provides larger, large innovation. And usually, I show numerical results based on asexual reproduction if reproduction system is not mentioned. So I show numerically simulated evolutionary dynamics under assumption of large mutational step size for digestion efficiency with very small mutation rate. So this means that discrete and large innovations are likely. This is niche position and time, and this is the initial state, having low digestion efficiency. So after the initial divergence, then repeatedly occurring innovation induce evolutionary diversifications and extinctions, excluding the others. So for innovated ones, niches occupied by others are like empty niches. This discreteness of innovation can be seen clearly when the dynamics is expressed in the two-dimensional trace space composed of niche position and digestion efficiency. Next, small mutational step size for digestion efficiency with not a very small mutation rate is assumed. In this case, innovations are rather gradual, such that it is slow directional evolution. Even in this case, repeated evolutionary diversifications and extinction still arise. To see its mechanism, so let's see the dynamics in the two-dimensional trait space. Just after the initial divergence, small evolutionary divergence in digestion efficiency can arise because of stochasticity or because of ecological heterogeneity. Then the innovated ones have larger population size because of the advantage. Then they can produce mutants more frequently, and then they can evolve toward higher digestion efficiency more rapidly. So this positive feedback can increase the evolutionary divergence in the digestion efficiency until those innovative lineages exclude others. And this process is just repeated again and again. If the strength of directional selection is stronger, then coexisting lineages during the dynamics becomes smaller. And if selection is more stronger, then initial diversification is suppressed. Under some assumptions, a sufficient condition for the initial evolutionary branching is analytically obtained as the strength of disruptive selection over strength of directional selection larger than 1 over square root 2. This is evolutionary dynamics in sexual populations in the same ecological settings. Mating probability between individuals are calculated based on matching in mating traits between male and female individuals. So repeating reproductive isolation, evolutionary diversifications and extinctions are still repeated. Next, predator-prey model. In this model, there are three evolutionary traits. Trait X is trait as predator, and let me call mouse size, although this is quite abstract model. And Z is trait as prey, and let me call it body size. And Y is digestion efficiency. Then predator-prey interaction among phenotypes induce population dynamics of them, given by this equation. And this function G is function response of phenotype I to J. That is a kind of general functional response called the Beddington-DeAngelis type, considering both interference competition among predators and saturation of predation. And since higher digestion efficiency always gives higher fitness for every phenotype, there always exists directional selection toward higher digestion efficiency. And I show the typical evolutionary dynamics of this model. This is initial condition in two-dimensional trait space, so predator trait and prey trait. And this blue curve is prey size distribution. So it's kind of niche or resource distribution. And this red curve is a mouse size distribution. So it's like a total utilization distribution. And this is corresponding food web structure. So coevolutionary complex food webs can develop through coevolutionary diversifications of predators and prey, in which new niche can be repeatedly generated and forming a complex evolutionary tree. Then, if we assume no mutation in digestion efficiency, evolutionary diversifications may not be repeated as in these figures. These figures are projection of the evolutionary dynamics on the plane of mouse size and time and plane of body size and time. So it is the two projection of a single evolutionary dynamics. On the other hand, with mutation in digestion efficiency, evolutionary diversifications and extinctions are always repeated. To see its dynamics in more detail, those lineages are colored differently. Here, red and blue colored lineages are ancestors of living lineages at this focused time. On the other hand, gray lineages are extinct ones. So, after the initial divergence, next evolutionary divergence starting here exclude these lineages, and this diversification exclude these lineages, as you see. And differently from a resource competition model, thank you. Some lineages can remain without diversification nor going extinction. So like a living fossil. Conclusion. Repeated diversifications and extinctions are expected as long as diversifying populations are directionally evolving in other traits. As far as numerically examined, that are not shown here, this phenomenon seems independent of the kind of ecological interactions and model structures that provide disruptive and directional selections. And moreover, repeated diversifications can also be expected when environments change slowly instead of directional evolution. Thank you very much.